impetus for that didn't always come from prosecutors and judges. It came from the people who realized that their natural resources and their financial treasuries were being emptied into people's pockets, as opposed to going back into education, welfare, and health.
I have a pretty black and white view of well-fitted head parts in corruption. But it's clear that it's not just an individual moral dilemma, but that corruption is driven by wider forces than prosperity. It can only be stamped out if everyone buys into it. I'm at Lastran Tavapoli Far, and you've been listening to The Y Factor. The producer was Rob Howard, our editor is Andy Smith, and the sound engineer was Neil Churchill. You can hear other Y Factors on topics such as risk, group thinking, and why we keep open secrets. We'd love to hear your ideas for future topics. Email us at yfactor@bbc.com. I'm going to give the last word to
I don't regret it even at all that happened
because I couldn't let the accident out of the way.
I'm sorry for what I did. Some people appreciate it. I was fortunate. But I am a piece of myself. And if I had to do it again, I would do it.
World Service with stories affecting women's lives.
100 women. I was 11.
And it was the first time I had seen anything connected to sex and
I'm Nadia
Arya, the BBC's India Women's Affairs correspondent, and I've discovered a disturbing thing.
The conduct of the
Nobody thinks next you would become a
doctor with extreme content, more sexual violence.
Very desensitizing because we are more and more being told that the content is completely unethical.
And what is being done to tackle what's growing public?
The real difficulty in pornography is not that it is pornography, but rather what kind of pornography it is.
And there is also good online porn at bbcworldservice.com. On the conversation, women changing the face of classical music, which has traditionally been very narrow and pale. No one cares if any of the jazz orchestras in the U.S., encouraging more women and minorities to male-dominated world of conducting. Keeping on with me is an ambitious task. That the UK's ethnic diversity is not being reflected in these orchestras. So she started her own. That's after the news.
The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has announced a rise in the minimum wage and tax changes in response to weeks of violent anti-Russian protests. Among other concessions, Mr. Macron said employers would be asked to pay end-of-year bonuses.